President John Mahama says Africa needs champions of urbanization to put the continent on the right track for socioeconomic takeoff, hosting a high-level forum on urbanization at the UN headquarters in New York. President Mahama called on African leaders to keep dialoguing on the subject, as development can never thrive in slums and unplanned cities and towns. Present at the session were Nigeria's President Goodluck Jonathan. President Mahama was invited early this year by the UNDP to be the lead voice on urbanization in Africa. Pascaline Adadevoh has sent this report.
President John Mahama, the chief executive of UN Habitat, Dr. June Close, Nigerian President Goodluck Jonathan, South Africa's Foreign Minister Maite Mashabemi, Liberia's Foreign Minister Augustine Ngafam, as well as other ministers of state joined in the discussion on how urbanization can be managed. The session was done in a relaxed manner where everyone had an opportunity to contribute to the topic. Urbanization simply means increased growth of cities and towns as a result of rural urban drift. In Africa, urbanization has contributed to rising slum establishment, poverty and inequality. The UN Habitat is a UN agency for human settlement and sustainable urban development. The agency works in 70 countries, including Ghana. Its chief executive, Dr. John Close, has been working closely with Ghana on how to develop a slum upgrading program, global housing strategies and many others to solve the country's huge urbanization challenges. From a reporter's point of view, it appears African leaders need strong policy responses in addressing the challenges of urbanization. These will include destroying slums and building affordable housing units, providing infrastructure that will benefit groups like the poor, elderly, women and the youth. There must be equal access to education and health care for all, among many others. These policies must be binding. South Africa's Foreign Minister Ms. Maite Mashabemi had an interesting but critical idea on how the urbanization plan can be sustained.
We need to have, under your leadership, ministers of human settlements throughout the continent. Not ministers of housing, ministers of human settlements. A settlement must be alive. A settlement must be integrated. If you have a settlement of the rich, it's an artificial settlement. It is not sustainable. But an integrated settlement, particularly taking the African setting, takes space for people from all economic well-being integrated in one place. Our children grow up aspiring to move from one level of the society to the next. That way it deals with issues of unemployment, because people are integrated, they know each other, sense of pride of not living in those favelas or those ghettos. That we are not short of decisions in our continent, we are short of implementation.
Nigerian President Goodluck Jonathan thinks even as the urbanization agenda is being pushed, it must be done bearing in mind the indigenous African social and family systems.
Back home in Nigeria and most other African countries, we don't have the social welfare system. We are unemployed, people have some income. Yeah, they're brothers keepers. So somebody who's maybe a minister has so many people to take care of. Maybe you are succeeding in business, your cousins, your cousin children, everybody hangs around you. Your aged people must hang around you. And that is how we've been maintaining our social system. How do we manage our problems? How do we plan to accommodate this? Because if you just plan without thinking about others and you just adapt based on Western standard, you get to a situation where you get to see ghettos. Imagine.
President Mahama entreated colleague heads of state to hold national forums on urbanization in their respective countries and come out with workable strategies that can be discussed at an Africa urbanization forum next year.
We need to chart the way forward. One, we need champions to deal with this subject in Africa, and I can see that there's a high interest, and several other presidents, you know, can champion the issue of urbanization in Africa. So what I would suggest is that maybe within a certain time frame, we should all have national forums on urbanization in our different countries.
Early this year, the United Nations Development Programme, UNDP, invited President Mahama to be the lead voice in the urbanization drive. Ghana is already implementing an urban renewal program.
Pascaline Adadevoh filed that report from New York.